Good day, everyone. My name is Andrew DeAlvis. This podcast is brought to you by Ultimate Access. Full details of our business management courses can be found in ultimateaccess.net. In today's session, I would like to talk to you about procurement. And if you look at your King Crystal, page 14 of your pre-scene, there is a section related to suppliers. The main raw materials, silica, sand, potash, and lead oxide. For all these, we will have suppliers. So we need to look at how we deal with these suppliers and what sort of a relationship we have with them. These are some of the important things related to the suppliers at King Crystal. They have a single supplier strategy. Quality rather than cost. The potash supplier is based in Gigland. The silica and lead oxide suppliers are based in Beeland. Lead time for suppliers of silica sand and lead oxide is over 2 weeks from the date of order. Relatively high levels of raw material inventory are kept so that production is not compromised. Supplier payment terms are 30 days for all raw material suppliers. Other materials are sourced from a number of different suppliers, usually on the basis of cost rather than quality. Packaging is sourced from a local supplier. This supplier works closely with Paolo Aldo, the managing director, so that the packaging reflects the quality of King Crystal products. The clay pots that are used, which are replaced 6 weeks on average. The graphite molds need to be replaced once a week for popular items. Both clay pots and graphite molds are sourced in Gigland. From a supplier selection strategy, King Crystal has a single supplier strategy when it comes to sourcing their products. There can be risks associated with this. So you need to evaluate other suppliers as well. There can be a situation where the examiner may ask you to come up with a strategy to select a supplier. How would you do this? What are some of the key topics when it comes to selecting a supplier? Well, there is a model that you can use as a framework, that is Cousins Strategic Supply Wheel. In general, we would look at quality, price, continuity of supply as one of the top three important aspects when selecting a supplier. Procurement is an area that is in your E1 Section D, Operational Management, which comprises of 15%. In Section D, it states, demonstrate the purpose of the operation function and its relationships with other parts of the organization. Demonstrate the contribution of operations management to the efficient production and delivery of fit-for-purpose goods and services. Demonstrate how supply chain can be established and managed. At King Crystal, our suppliers play a significant role because we look for quality products. We want to produce high quality products. In order for us to produce these high quality products, it's important that we have good raw material. And the raw material has to be regularly supplied. So if I'm looking at the value chain, the suppliers need to link to our value chain, the value chain of King Crystal. This topic of operations management and particularly supply chain has been tested many a time, as recent as November 2017. When it comes to selection of a supplier, you should not just mention the location, but you need to justify as to why you would think location is important. For example, lead times, ease of being able to forge close relationships with the supplier. And it is important to focus on more than one area. If you discuss about quality, state why quality is important. But of course, you need to then mention the price, location, continuity of supply as well. If there is a question related to improvements of the current supply chain. You should not go ahead and write all what you know of TQM, value chain, Six Sigma. Instead, you need to first start by reflecting on the current issues the company is facing. And from that base, you need to suggest improvements. So be careful. Do not just have an answer which is like a kitchen sink. This means writing everything you know about how to improve supply chain. You need to focus on the current situation and based on that, advise the management on suitable improvements. Going back to King Crystal and the suppliers, the main suppliers, there are 7 key items that King Crystal will be purchasing from these suppliers. One is potash, second one silica sand, third lead oxide, fourth packaging, fifth clay pots, sixth graphite molds, and the last one is other minerals. Of these 7 items, you need to classify where quality is important, where price becomes important, and the continuity and delivery time. You need to reflect on how important these items are for your production, as in how important the quality, how important is the price, and how important is the location. I think operations management does play a significant role at King Crystal, and efficient, effective strategies are important for us to have good production, and which will then lead to good quality products, good sales. With that, I conclude today's session. I hope you found this session useful. This podcast is brought to you by Ultimate Access, and I'm Angela D'Alves. Thank you.